أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وامتازوا اليوم أيها المجرمون. ألم أعهد إليكم يا بني آدم أن لا تعبدوا الشيطان، إنه لكم عدو مبين، وأن اعبدوني هذا صراط مستقيم. ولقد أضل منكم جبلا كثيرا، أفلم تكونوا تعقلون. هذه جهنم التي كنتم توعدون. اصلوها اليوم كنتم تكفرون.
And separate yourselves today, O sinners, separate yourselves from the believers. Did I not command you, O the children of Adam alayhi salam, that you must not worship Shaitan? Indeed, he is an open enemy for you. And worship me, this is the straight path. He has led astray multitudes of people. Will you then not understand? This is the fire, Jahannam, which you have been warned about. Enter it today because of your continuous rejection. Allah Ta'ala in yesterday's verses spoke about the people of Jannat and their wives, how they will be enjoying. And then there is the second group, may Allah not make us from them, the sinful, the disbelievers. So that will be a day of misery, a day of regret, a day of great disgrace for them. Everybody will be resurrected together, the sinners, the believers, the pious, the impious. But then Allah Ta'ala will make an announcement, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Now the sifting will take place. O sinners, come on one side. Separate yourselves. وَإِذَا النُّفُوسُ زُوِّجَتْ. When souls will be joined like for like. Our elders tell us that whoever we love in this world, whoever's association we keep, then that is who we will be with on the day of Qiyamah. Al-mar'u ma'a man ahabba. A man will be with who he loves. Lengthy hadith, a sahabi came, urinated in the masjid of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The whole incident transpired there. Then he made a dua and he said, O Allah, have mercy on me and only Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't have mercy on anyone else. So he erred there also. Then he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when is the day of Qiyamah? Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what did you prepare for it? He said, I don't have a lot of extra nawafil amal, a'mal. The basics I do. Don't have a lot of extras, but I do have love for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man will be with whom he loves. That means he is trying his best. He is falling short, but that love is burning in his heart, is driving him constantly to follow and to be in the company of the pious, to follow Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then you get another person who is following the celebrities of the world, the sinful people, following their trends. Why will a man wear a certain t-shirt with a certain number? Why will he put his hairstyle in a certain way? Why will he dress in a certain way? Why will he want to watch certain content, read certain content, follow certain people? All these are signs that he has love for them. The day of Qiyamah, it is said that you love them, now go be with them. Like our elders say, you love them, now go be with them. So a person should have this fear. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, the whole night, he cried repeating this ayat, وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. Because on that day of sifting, that was his piety and taqwa, where will I be? In which group? The whole night he read this ayat and he started to cry. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that these sinful people, they were warned and they were told that they should not worship shaitan. Now shaitan, one is direct Satanism. But then there is the deception of shaitan. Whether it is in idol worship, or whether it is in worshipping one's desires. أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. One is you got a physical idol, and one is you got the desires and the nafs. That person made it his idol. Whatever the nafs says, he says, yes. And that nafs is actually be controlled by shaitan. So shaitan has all these traps. And this man, he followed it. So he followed shaitan, he obeyed shaitan. Allah Ta'ala said, I told you that he is your clear enemy. I told you to worship me, and that entailed staying away from sin and evil and temptation. This is the straight path, but these foolish people couldn't understand. They took the path of destruction and they went astray. So now what is the result? هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمْ. Now here is Jahannam, blazing fire, burned for 1,000 years, became red. Burned for another 1,000 years, it became white. Burned for another 1,000 years, it became pitch black. It doesn't give off light like the fire of the world, it gives off darkness. This is what you were promised now. Now on this day, you will have to enter this blazing fire because you continuously rejected. Allah Ta'ala sent different signs. Allah Ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhimus salam. Different verses were recited to you, but you failed to take heed. You failed to listen. In our case, we will say bayan upon bayan, Ramadan upon Ramadan, opportunity upon opportunity, but a person still wanted to enjoy the short life of this world, the very, very short life. Compare it to Qiyamah, 50,000 years, what is the life of this world? Nothing. But he wanted to enjoy that little enjoyment, and he wanted to sacrifice the eternal enjoyment. So now, Islawha al-yawma bima kuntum takfurun. Allah Pak save us, Allah protect us. That is why Allah gave us the month of Ramadan, especially these last 10 days, how we can secure our forgiveness and ask Allah Ta'ala to protect us. The last 10 days started, itqum minan nar. This is the days where Allah Ta'ala will free people from the fire of Jahannam. So we make a special dua. Allahumma a'atiq riqabana minan nar. Allah, free my neck from the fire of Jahannam. Save me from the fire of Jahannam.